Worries.
What is the source of worries?
Have you ever worried?
It is human nature to worry, and worries of one kind or another will always be present.
Human nature is such that if someone slaps you, you would slap him back. But there are also some thoughtful individuals who feel that the law should not be taken in their hands. To worry is the same as taking the matter in your own hands. It is wrong to take matters into your own hands. Why should man worry at all? Each and every God has said that people should not worry and that we have to leave everything to Him.
But there is a vast difference between saying it and actually putting it into the practice in everyday life.
I am merely stating the fact. Worries are not easy to get rid of. Everyone experiences worries now and then. When you start worrying, what medicine do you take? Is there any medicine for worries?
How can one experience bliss if there are worries?
I pray to God and ask for His grace so that I may become free from worries. That is why I keep repeating His name. Through this medium, I make spiritual progress. In spite of that, I have still not experienced the God that resides within me.
How can you experience Him? You cannot experience anything amidst your worries. Experience of God and worrying are never together. You will have the experience once these worries disappear.
Dada, how can these worries end?
Your worries will cease by staying in this satsang. Have you ever come to the satsang before?
I go to satsang elsewhere.
If you attend a satsang but continue to have worries, then you should leave that satsang and find a satsang where your worries will cease. Your worries must end if you are in a right satsang.
I feel at peace only as long as I am sitting there.
No, that is not called peace. There is no peace in it. That kind of peace can be found even while we are listening to idle chatter. Real peace should be with you forever. How can you go to the satsang where you continue to have worries? You have to tell the one conducting the satsang, "Sir, I worry. Therefore, I will not be coming to your satsang," or "Give me some kind of medicine so that I don't have worries."
My mind is never at ease anywhere, whether I am at the office or at home.
You go to the office to work for your wages. You have obligations to your household, so you cannot run away from it. Simply leave the satsang where your worries persist. Look for another satsang and keep on searching for a satsang which will end all your worries. Have you been to any other satsang?
Dada, but we have been told that God is within us and we will get peace from within and that we are to stop looking elsewhere.
Yes, that is true.
But we do not experience the God within us at all.
You cannot experience God in the presence of worries. If there are worries, then whatever experience you may already have will disappear. Worry is the greatest ego. God asks, "Why are you being egoistic? If you are, you are not welcome here." A person who believes, "I am running this, I am doing it," will suffer from worries. The person who does not have faith in God will be the one who worries.
I have faith in God.
If you truly had faith in God, you would leave everything to Him and sleep soundly. Who would worry like that? So, have faith in God. Wouldn't God be listening to a little of what you are saying? Do you have to worry at all after your meal? Do you worry whether the digestive juices or enzymes are being released or not? Do you worry whether new blood will be made and the waste eliminated? There is so much going on inside of you that requires care, and yet you worry about what is happening on the outside. God is doing all the great work inside, and all the outside work is minor in comparison to this. You claim that you are doing all the work, so naturally God will feel bad. Worries arise because of this ego of doership. The person who worries is egoistic. Leave everything to God for 1 week and stop worrying. Then, one day come to me and I will help you realize God, so that your worries will be gone forever.
Worries are an open fire.
You have to understand all this. What happens when you ingest the medicine that was meant for external application only? This is precisely what people have been doing when it comes to matters of spirituality. They have not followed the word of the Lord exactly, and that is why they have worries. Otherwise, would they have any worries? How can a person from India have worries? India being the land of Tirthankars and their spiritual science, do you enjoy worrying?
No, I want peace.
Worry is a fire. One becomes consumed with anxieties that something bad may happen. Once in a while, there arises an opportunity for a human being to become an individual with imposing values. But if he wastes away his human life worrying, then he will lose the right to be born a human again. Grave indeed is the consequence of not realizing this. How grave are the consequences of worrying? If you want peace, then I can put a stop to your worries. The path of liberation starts the moment you stop worrying. The Jnani shows you how to do darshan, that is spiritual experience, of the Lord. Otherwise, it is not possible to see the Lord. Until then, the fire of worries continues to burn, and people burn in the fire of worries just like potatoes roasting in a fire pit. Such is the life of those who worry.
Freedom from worries through the grace of the Jnani.
Dada, so what should one do to become free of worries?
This gentleman here came to me asking the same question. Like yourself, he has wandered a lot, seeking peace, but his efforts have been in vain. So how did he find peace? Ask him what he did. Ask him if he has any worries now. Ask him whether or not he becomes restless when someone swears at him.
But what do I have to do to stop worrying?
For that, you must go to a Jnani Purush and receive his grace. Once you receive his grace, your worries will end and your daily worldly activities will carry on in harmony.
Bliss follows when worries stop.
When worries no longer occur, then all entanglements will diminish. You will experience bliss in the absence of worries and in the midst of all external turmoil. It is then that you will realize that the true entanglements are gone.
Even if a person wants such bliss, it will not come.
It will not come just like that. Bliss will only come after the Jnani Purush untangles all your puzzles, and at that point, you will experience bliss, and it will remain with you. A life free of worries is desirable, is it not?
It would be wonderful, Dada.
You will not have any worries after I make your life worry-free. This, that is the science of Akram Vignan, is one of the miracles of our times. It is impossible for such a thing to come about in our time, and yet it has happened, hasn't it?
You are the Lord. Why worry?
You simply have to understand that you too are the Supreme Lord. You are God. And so, why must you worry? What are you worrying for? Nothing in this world is worth worrying about, not even for a second. Now, face those entanglements and bring a solution to them.
If we go against and try to resist adverse circumstances, will doing so increase the ego?
It is better to oppose than to worry. The ego of opposition is less than the ego of worrying. God has said, oppose adverse circumstances, Look for solutions, but do not worry.
Double punishment for those who worry.
God says that there are two punishments for those who worry and just one for those who do not. If the only son of a couple dies, then all the mourning, crying and worrying they do as a result, they will have to suffer double the punishment. The first punishment being the loss of their son, and the second being the grief of mourning. I never suffer both punishments. I tell people that if a thief robs them of 5,000 rupees, they should realize that it is vyavasthit and just move on. The first punishment is an effect of your past life karma, and that is vyavasthit. You must remember that whatever happens is correct.